Barbra Streisand got her start on Broadway, and that's where she became a star. So classical music critic Lord Schwartz is happy that Streisand has gone, as the title of her new album says, back to Broadway. But Lloyd says even when you admire Streisand the singer, you have to keep questioning her judgment. Here's his review.
Barbra Streisand is in great voice, and among the dozen show tunes she's recorded for Back to Broadway are some surprises and some of the best things she's ever done. But the selections and arrangements are so erratic, you never know if the next cut is going to be a classic or a bomb. Back to Broadway runs the current gamut of Broadway styles, from the Rubik's Cube complexity of Stephen Sondheim to Andrew Lloyd Webber at his most treacly. The two worst songs on the album are from Lloyd Webber's new musical version of Sunset Boulevard, which hasn't yet opened on Broadway. In Billy Wilder's film, Norma Desmond, the faded silent screen star played by Gloria Swanson, says that in her day, stars had faces. The problem with Lloyd Webber's songs is that they're utterly faceless. He's recycling his already generic material yet again. In Hello, Dolly, the matchmaker Dolly Levi says, "Some people paint, some sew, I meddle." Streisand's own meddling sometimes works miracles. One of the best things on the album is the music of the night from Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera. Streisand sings it with Michael Crawford, the original Phantom, and Streisand's old co-star in Hello, Dolly. Their interlacing voices create more intricate and interesting patterns than anything Lloyd Webber originally intended.
Floating, falling, sweet intoxication.
Touch me.
Touch me.
Trust me.
Trust me. Savor each sensation. Let the dream.
Some of Streisand's meddling, though, doesn't work. She overcomplicates the open-hearted romanticism of Some Enchanted Evening. She turns Kurt Weill's subtle and insinuating Speak Low into a disco disaster. In the other duet on the album, two unrelated songs from West Side Story with Johnny Mathis, her intensity overpowers his soft focus sound. The straighter she sings, the better, as in The Man I Love, or Luck Be a Lady, a song she was born for. But her unconvincing slow tempo drags down another song from Guys and Dolls, the more delicately conversational I've Never Been in Love Before. Then there's Stephen Sondheim. His verbal and rhythmic sleight of hand is right up Streisand's Schubert alley. She actually got Sondheim to add new verses to Children Will Listen, the song from Into the Woods that she sang at Bill Clinton's inaugural party. Although it loses some of the irony it had in the original show, it has a new political bite. Streisand personalizes everything she sings, but when she sings words she really believes, the ferocity of her conviction can be overwhelming.
What do you leave to your child when you're dead? Only whatever you put in its head. Things that your mother and father had said, which were left to them too. Careful what you say. You do it too. Children will see.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. Barbra Streisand's new album is Back to Broadway.